As we continue our spotlight on Elyria, it's brought to you by the Elyria City Schools. They offer half-day and full-day preschool programming that's earned the highest rating in the state. 5 stars.
Ooh.
Happy holidays from the Elyria Schools. And we've got Superintendent Tom Jama joining us, and also Amy.
Good morning.
We get a lot of releases from Amy. She sends different things going on, and sometimes they're sort of, you know, procedural kind of things, but at the holidays you have pancake breakfast for a softball team coming up.
Oh,
you've
yes.
got Santa's workshop.
Yes.
And even what was the other one that I had here? Charlie Brown Christmas or
Charlie Brown Christmas. Christmas. Yes. Yeah. And lots of Christmas concerts. So it's a happen in place.
There's lots of things that are going on. And I was at the Performing Arts Center last night for the Lorraine Community Music Theater's Festival of Carols.
Yeah, so beautiful.
So always something taking place.
Yes.
Every day in the Elyria School there's some exciting taking place, and it's always focusing on our students.
So let's talk about those students as we head toward the holiday break. I assume they're going to get some time off?
Absolutely. We have about another week and a half of school left before Christmas break, and it's always a great time of year, one, because of the holidays and the festivity and the excitement of our kids knowing about Santa Claus is going to be coming here within a few weeks, and it also gives our staff some time to relax, rejuvenate, and get ready for the second half of the school year. So again, awesome time of year. Holidays are great in the Elyria City Schools, and it's always focusing on our students and what they do best, and that's being number one in our hearts.
Now, when Bruce introduced you, he mentioned the 5 stars, right?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, that is a state-rated system for preschool. It's called Step Up to Quality. 5 stars is the highest rating that you can receive. And Elyria Schools preschool program is one of the only 5-star rated programs in the county. And we have 2 locations that are 5-star rated. One at the Elyria Early Childhood Village out on Griswold Road. And we serve probably about 300 to 400 students right in that facility, and they're all 3 to 5 years old. So can you imagine what that's like walking through the halls? And then we also have a preschool site at Franklin Elementary School, which serves the Franklin community. Both are 5-star rated, and both are still accepting enrollments. So we really encourage people. A lot of parents don't realize, but they could qualify for free preschool, completely free, in Elyria School. So it's worth giving a call and talking to our preschool coordinator, and it's an excellent program.
And if they applied now, would they be starting up after the holidays?
Yes, they would. They would come in and do their required application process, and really they can start any time after the holidays, but people tend to think that because the school year has already begun, enrollments are complete. But preschool is always enrolling, and really I encourage people to get their little 3- and 4-year-olds up there to check it out. It's a lot of fun and they learn a lot.
And it's great to have that impact on the kids that early, getting them ready for what's to come.
Oh, we've always said that's the only silver bullet in education is preschool, to get that early start. And it really makes such a difference in their academic career.
Talking this morning with Superintendent Tom Jama. Tom, what school did you get that cold from? I don't know which one that is.
I'll tell you what, I do apologize. I've been down and out for a few days with upper respiratory infection, but the antibiotics are kicking in, and I am feeling much better. Thank you for asking. It's probably from one of the many schools, because I try to get in each and every one of them during the week. So.
And getting to see it, of course, that's the same thing. You kind of have to keep up on that, what the health of the students are, not only academically, but just physically, because this is the time where, you know, kids could be missing school and things like that.
You know, when I went to see the doctor on Friday, he says, am I around people a lot? And I said, I can't tell you how many people I'm around today, and most of them are between the ages of 3 and 17, and I'm a hugger. So given those hugs, and you know how kids are, they're all carrying a cold or the flu, and I just got unlucky and caught it this time.
Well.
They all learn to sneeze like Batman, though. They have to into their sleep.
Right, okay.
So that's the...
Well, there's always a learning lesson in anything.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to learn that. I haven't been able to do that
yet.
I love
right
it.
Into there.
But it's one of those things that the hazards of having many kids together.
Absolutely.
And,
wouldn't trade it in for the world.
Absolutely. It just sort of shows that you are involved in the schools.
Absolutely.
As you get around to see that. We're going to have more coming up in just a moment with the superintendent of Elyria Schools. And it's a time where everybody is planning out their schedule. Johnny's got his concert on Thursday. Don't forget the band concert on Friday. Oh, we have to go to the park to see the lights and don't get the thing like this. So there's so many things going on. Imagine if you had to teach kids and do that too. So all the teachers are pretty much filling up with the kids as they're getting ready to get ready for the holidays. What kind of learning is going on at Elyria Schools right now here in December?
There's great activities taking place. Again, we focus on learning each and every day, but we make that learning fun, enjoyable, and meaningful. And again, anytime you're around the holiday season, I know there's no doubt in my mind that our teachers are incorporating the different holidays into the lessons, which makes learning so much fun and gets the kids so excited about what's coming right around the corner, and that's Christmas. So again, exciting lessons, meaningful lessons that focus and are centered on the holidays, I'm sure.
And of course, age appropriate depending on how old they are.
Yeah, absolutely. We have seniors in high school making snowmen and kids in kindergarten doing geometric holiday shapes. No, just kidding.
I think the superintendent's pulling my leg. Yeah. Unless you got some very high achievers there in that K. Grade K.
Well, you know, Bruce is talking about juggling so many different things, so many different activities. You've got some juggling to do in a couple of years here with the construction of new schools. I know we talked right after the election a month ago.
Yes, we did.
But now we're a month down the road, and can you give us kind of a timeline of what's to come with the passage of the bond issue?
Absolutely. We've been busy since November 8th planning and prepping and getting ready for the next steps. Last week, we met with the Ohio Schools Facilities Commission coordinator. He actually came to Elyria, sat down with me and the master planning team and put a timeline in place. Over the next couple days, you're going to see the Board of Education pass a resolution that states again that we're moving forward with the plan to get it approved again by the state of Ohio. It's a reproduction of what we've already done, but that's just how it has to be by the state. So we're going to pass a resolution here within the next few days stating that we're moving forward. And some steps will be taken over the next 2 weeks to continue to do the planning. And we have to get an architect on board, and then we have to get a construction manager on board. And the state's very clear in their process and the dates and when things have to happen. You don't want to start it too early or you don't want to start it too late, but there's a time frame. And we're on target with all those time frames to start the project right on schedule. The stadium component being separate because it's a locally funded initiative, we're already in the process of starting that. We have AVG Architectures out of Westlake working with us very closely on that. And you'll see down the road that the stadium's going to be highlighted quite a bit in the community because we're going to start a fundraising effort. And the best part is you should start seeing ground get broken for the stadium probably within the next 3 to 4 months and maybe even some trees down coming before that.
Greg, you can write that down, groundbreaking.
I know.
You want to be there with the shovels and the...
I was at a groundbreaking a couple of weeks ago. It was cold, so if you have a formal groundbreaking, bring a tent or do something like that.
Absolutely.
Or do it in June, right?
A couple months, but, you know, if it's a little later.
Right. Or they'll bring the dirt with them that they use for that. But after this passed, I saw a video put together where you went through all the schools
yes.
and all the ages basically saying, thank you, Elyria. Tell me a little bit about how that came about, and I guess the use of that type of a video, social media, to kind of show things back to the community.
Social media, as you know, has really been huge. It's the way a lot of people receive information these days. And so we have numerous social media sites. One of them is YouTube. We have an entire TV channel, essentially, on Pioneer TV on YouTube. And so we put together a video. We went into numerous schools, just caught the kids, what they were doing, their normal daily activities, and asked them to thank the community for receiving new schools. And they really are excited. And you're going to be seeing shortly here some letters that they've written and stuff that really tell the story of how excited they are about the new schools. And people might not think that, you know, children even as young as kindergarten would have that on their mind. But I can tell you, my daughter is a student at McKinley Elementary, which is the oldest elementary in Elyria. And that school is very well maintained, beautiful inside, but it certainly has its limitations being an old building. And when I told her that she was going to get a new school, she said, "You mean we'll have a new bathroom?" And so, so you know, it's on their minds, even if it's from the smallest perspective, to the high schoolers understanding what it's like to have a new school. So yes, we put together a video. We've got letters coming out. We've got numerous things coming out for the community, but we're just so grateful.
It's a way, and it's just, it gets the kids involved, and that's how they kind of take ownership, not only of their education, but of the school itself, and
yes,
kind of respect the school and have pride in it, which is a key, I guess, to help with learning, too.
Yes.
Well, we thank both of you for coming in this morning, and whatever medication you've used to get yourself here. There was words, there was a talk earlier that we might just have Amy here this morning, but we have Superintendent Jama joining us as well, as he gets through, as everybody is.
Absolutely.
At this time of the year. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us, and Merry Christmas to both of you.